Chapter 20. Calrissian Nunba Mines, Kessel.
In 2 days, the Solos, Calrissians, and Nian Nunba had much more data and a little more useful information. The drones, reinforced by a second shipment, continued tracing the webwork of tunnels and caverns deep within Kessel, and confirmed that the complex encircled the entire world. 6 YVH-1 combat droids, fresh from the Tendrondo Arms assembly plant, arrived and were immediately put into service. Transported into the cavern system through connections with the mines discovered by the sensor drones, they began investigation of the demolition mounds. Deployed in 2 droid teams, the first thing they discovered was that any time they approached the mounds, bogies arrived to investigate them. The bogies invariably flew through them, crashing the droid systems. The automata, unlike the sensor drones, eventually recovered from this electronic mistreatment, but when they continued their approach toward the mounds, the bogies returned. Unable ever to reach the demolition mounds, the YVH droids retreated to a safe distance. 1 YVH pair, assigned to a cavern chosen as safe to destroy, utilized a long-distance military-grade missile launcher to fire on its mound from the comparatively safe distance of the cavern entrance. On Tendra's monitor, back at the mines, the Solos, Calrissians, and Nian Nunba watched the first explosives package, a concussion missile, roar from the weapon barrel barely visible at the bottom of the screen. The bright flare of its thrusters dwindled in the distance as it arced down to hit the ground mere meters from the mound. The missile exploded. Viewing the scene from the high magnification of the YVH droid's visual sensors, the humans in Sulliston saw the explosion kick up soil and shredded fungi from the ground. The antenna-shaped device did not even rock. The barrels in the explosives mound shifted a little, but did not otherwise react. Lando looked dour.
Not very promising.
Tendra keyed the comlink on her control board.
Next package, please.
She switched the microphone off and leaned back.
This will be a thermal detonator, one of the smaller ones YVH droids have as a basic option.
You sound like a speeder salesman, Han muttered.
The monitor showed the arms of the droid loading a different miniature missile into the launcher, then taking aim. Again, the missile flew on its ballistic trajectory from the weapon and arced down to land meters from the demolition mound. It, too, detonated. The monitor blanked, going to whiteness. Tendra and the others leaned forward, expectant, hoping that this wasn't just a comm glitch. For long moments, the screen remained white and silent. Then, gradually, holocam transmissions of sight and audio began to resume, first as bursts of static, and then as full-resolution sound and visuals. The images showed a cavern whose center raged on fire, a fungus-shaped cloud of black smoke rising from a scorched crater at its base, a corresponding burned area on the ceiling above. As the YVH droid turned its head for a panoramic view, the onlookers saw machinery against the cavern walls shattered into junk, some of it burning. But the destruction was nowhere near as total as it had been in the cavern whose destruction Han and Leia had witnessed. Lando whistled.
Frankly, I didn't expect that to work. Some difference in the explosive characteristics of thermal detonators.